Casey, when I was young and in the Navy, I fell in love with a state. It's way out west, but can you send this long distance dedication to a state which is the last to vote? Sure. Montana, this one's for you.
Sometimes the snow comes down in June. Sometimes the sun goes round the moon. Just when I thought a chance had passed, you go and save the best for last.
Presidential primaries. South Dakota and Montana are the 55th and 56th votes to take place. What? That's more states than we have. Ah, you probably forgot D.C., Puerto Rico, Guam, the Virgin Islands, American Samoa, the Democrats abroad. The state of Montana will be the last place a vote can be cast because both Montana and South Dakota vote tomorrow. The Montana polls close an hour later. So joining us now is the Dean of Montana Political Writers, Chuck Johnson, who is the state capital bureau chief for our five big newspapers, or as big as they get in Montana. Hello, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So their recent poll was put out by the Lead Newspapers, which is your chain. It showed that Obama has a big lead, 52-35%. Why?
Well, I think he's captivated Montana. He's run a better grassroots campaign. The other factor is Hillary Clinton has always been pretty unpopular in Montana.
What about Bill? Was he popular? I know he didn't win the state, but
actually he did first time he ran, but in part because Ross Perot got 26% of the vote here. He lost the second time.
So she couldn't just tell Bill to visit the state and people will forget that they were voting for Hill, not Bill? That didn't work?
Bill's been here he's spoken at 15 or 16 different towns in Montana. He's been here five times, I think. And she's been here a few times herself, and so has Barack Obama.
And when you say 15 or 16 different towns in Montana, isn't that all of them?
No, we got a lot.
Come on!
I love Montana! Chuck, I don't know if you remember.
I was yesterday and spoke in four places and wrapped it up, I think.
Chuck, I don't know if you remember this, but we met when I was in there covering the Tester versus Conrad Burns race.
I do,
There was big debate there in Billings. And so Tester won that race, meaning in Montana, which is, I think, seen by people out back east as a pretty Republican place, the senatorial ranks and the governor's mansion, the place is lousy with Democrats. So my question is, can the Democrats actually win in November?
That's a real good question. Right now, McCain's ahead. He doesn't lead Obama by too many points. I think it's he's ahead 47-39, and he leads Clinton 51-40. But there's been a Democratic resurgence here, and as you mentioned, we saw Democrats win the big Senate seat to unseat a Republican senator last fall of 06, and they really are getting their act together out in the Democratic Party in Montana, although only three times in the last 60 years has the state voted Democratic for president, so I think the odds are unlikely.
Unlikely, but do you think that the atmosphere is pretty, the national anti-Republican atmosphere, does that resonate there in Montana?
It definitely does. Both Obama and Clinton have been drawing big crowds, lots of support. Obama was here Friday night, Bill Clinton here Sunday, Hillary Clinton was here last week. So it's generated big interest, and the state election officials are expecting nearly half the voters to turn out at a primary, which usually draws in the low 30%.
Really, nearly half the voters, and do they know that the race is essentially over? We're just talking to Jim VandeHei of Politico. He says, you know, Obama's got this wrapped up. Do Montanans see it this way?
I'm not sure they do. They're sure turning out to see both candidates.
And is that just out of civic responsibility, like let's put blinders on, or do you think that they are being so courted and wined and dined that they don't really realize that these smart dudes in Washington are saying, oh, don't bother Montana?
I think it's the latter. I think for years our primary has not even attracted any major primary candidates. We usually get Dennis Kucinich out here, but that's about it. the last in the nation's primary, and this year it's really taken hold, and school kids are interested, college students big Obama supporters, old people, young people. It's fun to watch.
What are the big issues out there?
Well, our poll showed that the big issue, and it usually is the big issue, is economy and jobs. We're a state where the biggest export is usually our young people. We educate them, and they go out to Seattle or Portland or Denver, L.A. for jobs. People would like to find ways to get more good-paying jobs in Montana for young people. The ag economy is pretty strong right now with high wheat prices, but that isn't always the case. And there aren't as many blue-collar jobs as there used to be, good-paying blue-collar jobs when the mining industry was at its heyday.
Yeah, Montana's a big mining state. As much as you know, people talk about cowboys and agriculture, mines are really important, and coal's important. And I think there was recently some bad news about the clean coal initiatives. Is this the sort of thing people are voting on?
I don't know so much that, but we are a huge coal-producing state. We have, I think, something like a fourth of the nation's coal reserves buried under eastern Montana. But a lot of it hasn't been mined yet, and definitely clean coal issues are of concern with some voters.
And are either Obama or Clinton saying we're going to get to that coal if you elect me? Are they talking coal?
They're not talking about it too much. They're talking about clean energy and alternative energy more than mining the coal, I think.
And is there one stance that either of them has that would be especially appealing to Montana, some Montana-specific issue?
You know, I think what we're seeing out here is just the same stances they're both taking nationally. Alternative energy plays real well. When Obama speaks, the line that often gets the biggest applause line is when he talks about taking back government from the special interests.
Oh, yeah.
That draws big, big applause here.
Tell me about Brian Schweitzer. I'm fascinated by your governor. In fact, he's my personal little very dark horse candidate, possibly for vice president. Do you think that could happen?
Well, he says he sort of shakes his head and says, no, no, I've got the greatest political job in the world. I don't want it. But you wonder if Obama said, Brian, we'd like to see you as our vice president, if he wouldn't do it. Schweitzer's the first Democratic governor in like 16 years. He's I don't know how else to describe him except to say he's a piece of work.
We in the West always say that guy's a piece of work.
Well, I think the last time I checked, he had the highest approval ratings of any governor in America.
One of the highest. Wow. He's very popular, always accompanied by his dog Jag, a border collie, wears a bolo tie and work shirt and blue jeans and cowboy boots around. Kind of on the move all the time. He's always got something up his sleeve. He's been a big promoter of what's called coal to liquids, where coal would be used to coal would be converted to liquid fuels, and then there and this is still sort of experimental, but there would be sequestration of the carbon, and that would be put back into the ground and help stimulate more oil production.
And Schweitzer is an expert in soil management. He has his degree in that, and he also is a fluent Arabic speaker. I think he lived in Saudi Arabia for 7 years. He balances the ticket. If it's Obama, he balances the ticket in ways that I don't think a lot of people realize.
Well, he does. He's an Aggie. He's got the same kind of energy level that Obama does. You know, the downside to the idea, though, is Montana has a mere 3 electoral votes.
Yeah. Although, you know, hey, look at Dick Cheney. Chuck Johnson, State Capitol Bureau Chief for the 5 Lee Newspapers of Montana. Thank you very much, Chuck.
Thank you, Mike.
Take care.